Bernie Nichols is on Brady and Walker. Bernie, it's great to have you on again. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. You're cruising around. Now you've played in this before. Give me your average set of expectations guys have for you. Are they kind of? I've played in this tournament a couple times. I don't think I've played with a player quite like you. But what do people still expect you to do? And are they impressed that you can still do it? Because we've seen you play and you still can do it.
Well, I think so. I've been picked high both times. I played it twice, and I was picked high both times. And I think they still expect you to do the things that they've seen you do in the past. And whether we can do it quite as good, for the most part, I think most of us can still do it. So it's still fun, and it's a lot of fun to play with these guys. You know, they pay a lot of money for a great cause. So for 2 or 3 days, it's a lot of good hockey, and we raise a lot of good money here.
Parts of 9 seasons with the LA Kings, Bernie, and another 3 in San Jose at the end of your career. So you know both markets quite well, and it's potentially the first-round playoff matchup in the Pacific. I mean, what can you say about the California teams right now in the NHL?
Well, all 3 of them. You know, Anaheim as well. I think Anaheim's going to end up first over San Jose. And it will make for a great matchup. There's a lot of great rivalries in hockey, but San Jose and LA right now are as good as any. And I really think, you know, I still love LA. I think they got the best goalie not only in the league, in the world. And they're going to give them the best opportunity to win. The flip side is San Jose's. They're set up pretty good right now. They're playing very well as a team. I was just up there for their fancy camp a week or two ago, and they're built for this run right here. I think it's all or nothing for them this year, and so it should be a great matchup.
Bernie Nichols, our guest. We've seen Jonathan Bernier here as a starter. You were doing some work with the Kings a little while ago, so you know him well from his time with the Kings. You mentioned it. You can't kick Jonathan Quick out of a number one spot. He's too good. But Jonathan Bernier's handled being a number one goal in the NHL quite well. And as you know from your playing days, it's harder than it looks. Your backup can be sheltered with matchups, get the easier half of a back-to-back, and sometimes the numbers can be deceiving. But Bernier was very good for Toronto this year.
He's awesome. You know, I was with Joe in L.A. when they won the Cup. And, you know, for the most part, he was the number one goalie there, and he ended up getting hurt. And Quick came in, and they just couldn't get him out. He just played so well. So I knew when Jonathan came to Toronto, he would play well. And I've watched a lot of games this year, and he's played great. I know they didn't make the playoffs, or chance are good. They're not going to. It's absolutely 100% not the goaltender's fault. And, you know, he's going to be here hopefully for a long time. And for the most part, anybody that knows hockey knows how well he's played this year. And Toronto's got a great goalie. He's amazing.
What has been your take on the rest of the Leafs season here as they kind of play out the string? I think you're right. I don't think anyone's going to argue that Jonathan Bernier didn't have a terrific year, but you've played on some teams that have been porous defensively, and sometimes it's a tough snowball thing once it gets rolling, isn't it?
Well, and that's the thing. You know, as long as you can remember, when Eddie Belford was here, when Curtis Joseph was here, they win games getting outshot every night. Toronto gets outshot every night. They got their defensive either style of play, defensemen per man, they're average at best. And when you get outshot every game, there's definitely a problem. And you're not going to win many games. So to me, the biggest problem in Toronto right now is just that. They don't play well enough defensively to give themselves an opportunity to win.
Bernie Nichols, our guest. When you watch the game itself, 475 goals, as we said, in your career, and yeah, you were used to, I don't want to say that it was easier to score goals then, but they were up higher than they are now. Though I've come to the realization that I feel like this was sacrilege 10 years ago, Bernie. What if we had slightly bigger nets? Everything else about the game's bigger. There's less room. Equipment's bigger. Goalies are physically bigger. So are the shooters. Would you advocate that? Would it change everything about from youth hockey on up? Wouldn't we get used to it?
Yeah, no. 100% no, in my opinion. you know, the game's been a great game, and it always bothers me when they're taken with the game. Like, this trap or this goalie thing they got, that's got to go. There's so many things that got to go. They have made improvements, and it's been great. Let's just face it, the goaltenders now are so much better than when I played. They're amazing. These guys, they're bigger, they're stronger, they're athletes. You know, I remember going to see one of the first goalies I had. I'm watching him in between periods. He's sitting over there having a smoke. You know, he's out of shape. These guys, like I said, I was with the Kings for a couple of years there. Jonathan Quick is as good an athlete as you'll ever see. His body, he's strong. He's flexible. These guys, you look at the goalies around the league. When I played, Darren Pang, and I love Darren Pang. You know, he's 4'2", right? Alan Besser. You know, look at the goalies back in the day. They were small. Now these goalies are just big, and they're just good. So give them credit. Don't take that away from them and make the nets bigger. It's not soccer, you know. It's, to me, you just tip your hat to the goaltenders.